This is early one. So today we're going to be looking at a book called Isaiah in the Bible, written about 700 years before Christ was born. And Isaiah was a prophet, and prophets are God's messengers to his people. Now, we're going to be reading it later on. And what's going on? Something's going on.
Has anyone seen a turkey?
Has anyone seen a turkey?
No. Okay.
You've got to answer back. You've got to be vocal here. Has anyone seen a turkey? Oh.
Where is it gone? Have you seen it? Where was it? Well, I need to go and put the veg on. So if you see a turkey, will you tell me? Just shout turkey and I'll come, okay? Okay.
Turkey!
Where? Where's the turkey?
It was there a minute ago, go on.
Where? Oh. Where's the turkey? Ah! Oh no.
What's ruined, Jemima?
The dinner. The turkey's gone. The potatoes are burnt and the pigs don't have any blankets. Oh, it's a disaster.
It's okay, Jemima. It's okay. I'm sure it's going to work out.
No, it won't. I will just have to eat sprouts.
Do you know what? Before you interrupted me, I was telling everyone about a man called Isaiah. He was speaking to God's people, and they felt like everything was a disaster too.
Did they have a problem with Christmas dinner?
Well, not Christmas dinner, no. But the passage does talk about Christmas. Shall we read it?
Okay, I'll go get my Bible.
Okay, you do that. And Miriam's going to come and read to us from Isaiah chapter 9. Which is 600 and, for memory, 94. Thank you very much.
So, it's verses 1 to 7. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee in the nations of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the days of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Thank you, Miriam. Thank you.
Hang on. The passage says that in verse 1 that the people were in great distress. They must have been really sad. Why was that?
Well, to find that answer, we need to look back at chapter 8, which the adults looked at last Sunday. The people had turned their backs on God, and their punishment for that was that God sent them away into exile. That means they had to go and live in a different country. They were sent away from their homes and became prisoners.
That's really bad.
It was. It was all doom and gloom.
Well, that doesn't sound very Christmassy.
Well, just wait. Just wait.
But this doesn't help with my turkey problem.
Well, don't worry, because I've got something to cheer you up. Hang on, I'm just going to have to get it.
Is it a new turkey?
It might be. It might be Lego.
Oh, thanks.
it's not. There you go. Hang on. There you are. Have you got it? Have you got it?
It's heavy.
Oh, can you manage? She's only small, Jemima.
Hang on.
What are you doing? You opening it?
Yeah, give me a sec.
You've had 2 secs. Oh! Oh, it's fallen on.
It's hard to hold. I don't know how this is meant to cheer me up, though. I didn't want a crown.
But you see, God's people were having a really bad time. And what they needed was this.
A crown?
Yeah, a crown. Who wears a crown, everybody? A king.
But God's people had a king.
Yeah, but they had a bad king. A really bad king.
I know a joke about a king. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go on then.
Which king felt a fraction of his former self? King Henry 1/8. It was funnier than that.
Have you been at the Christmas crackers already this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the problem was that the people listened to these bad kings, and that's why they were in this bad situation. What they needed was a good king.
I know. Why don't we see if we can find a new king here?
I don't think that's a very good idea, Jemima.
Of course it is. God's people need a good king. Let's help them find one.
Okay, if you insist, but I think this is a bad idea. You think of the questions, I'll find the volunteers.
Okay.
Right, who would like to be a good king or queen? Miriam Woods. Non-Huddlestons are allowed to take part in the service. So Miriam can come up front. Right, we need two more. Phoebe, would you like to be a good queen? Yeah, I knew she would. Go on, who else do I need to volunteer? I think Andy Stewart is looking like he needs to volunteer. It's always good to have Andy back. Right, here we go. Right, okay. Jemima, are you ready?
Yes.
Have you got some questions? Okay.
What, this is for Andy.
Right.
What would be the first thing you do as king?
First thing I'd do as king? I'd probably have a massive meal for everyone. Because I just can't stop thinking about Christmas dinner, to be honest. So
we'll have
a massive meal for everyone. There you go.
Okay. This one's for Miriam. Where would you want to live as a queen?
In a big pink castle.
That's a great idea. Let's make her queen.
Monica will live with you. We'll share the castle with you.
And can I say what I'd do?
Okay.
Thanks. I would make everyone wear ball gowns every single day, and I'd replace cars with horses and chariots. Dad, you're going on fire.
What? So. This wasn't in the script.
It's funny, though. Let's keep going. Right, last question for Phoebe. Go on.
Phoebe. What would your royal name be as a queen?
Princess Chocolate.
That's a great idea.
Thank you very much.
These would make great kings and queens.
No, they wouldn't. They'd be completely rubbish. I mean, like, Andy's only interested in food. Miriam wants a big castle. Who's going to pay for that? Us, the taxpayers, know that. And Phoebe, what was it? Princess Chocolate. I mean, that's a silly name. All right, go and sit down, you lot. Useless.
Well, I don't think God's people are ever going to have a new king then, and they'll be gloomy forever.
Well, the thing is, there is no human solution to this.
Is there a puppet solution?
No, there isn't a puppet solution either.
Oh.
That's what Isaiah is saying in this passage. He's saying that God has to solve this, and he's shining his light into their gloom. Verse 3 says, God enlarges the nation, increases their joy. Do you see that? And in verse 4, he reminds us of the story of Gideon and the defeat of the Midianites. And Gideon defeated the Midianites with just 300 men and God's help. And the important thing is that he needed God's help to do that. And that's true for all of us. To lift the gloom of living life without God, we all need God's help. We can't do it on our own. And God chooses to help his people by giving them a good king. That's why I gave you this crown. See? To remind you of who the good king was. So who is the good king?
I don't know.
They know. No, they don't. They're going to tell us later on.
Okay.
We're going to find out a little bit later. After we've sung our next carol, which is O Little Town of Bethlehem. Please stand to sing. Thank you, please sit down.
Mark, I know who the good king is. It's the one all the songs are about.
Yes, that's it. Go on then, sing.
Good King Wenceslas likes his chips deep and crisp and even.
Not that King Jemima.
I don't know the words.
I've never understood that cow either. But it wasn't King Wenceslas. It was, let's see who we can, if we can find out who the king is. So let's have a look at verse 6. And Isaiah says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders." Good news for Theresa May.
A child? What is it with Isaiah and children? How's a child going to be a good king? He'll tell everyone they don't have to go to school anymore, and that you can eat chocolate every day, and that you don't have to eat your green vegetables anymore.
No, this child will be a good king, a perfect king.
So, who is the good king?
Go on then, now is your chance. Who's the good king? Shh, Andrew. Right, Jesus. But you know, here in this passage, Jesus is given lots of different names. So here we go, we have some names here. I need some help, so can I have some small helpers again, please? Come on. There might be another candy cane somewhere. Ah, Ivy's going to help. Oh, that might be a bit tricky. Becky might have to come and help Ivy as well. There's definitely candy canes. There's more candy canes on offer here. Sam looks tempted. Phoebe's tempted again. That's great. Good. Okay. Right. This is a good one for Becky too. Right. Okay. We have some names of Jesus, but they've all got muddled up because Jemima's not very tidy. Right. Okay. Let's take those. And do you remember the reading we've just had? You've got to try and sort them into the right order, okay, and put them on this board. They should stick to the board, okay? You ready? Here's some for Becky and Ivy. And Sam can have some as well. Phoebe, give Sam some. Right. Now, do you remember the reading? Okay, what do you think? Just try putting them up and see how it goes. Look, Lucas has come to help. Okay, right. Go on then. Okay. Here we go. You see, this will teach you not to listen to the reading in church. You're saying this is what you need to do. Right. Okay, shall we help them? What's the first one? Wonderful Counselor. Okay, let's get that up. Well done, Phoebe. Who's got Counselor? Becky, have you got Counselor? Yeah. Becky had Counselor. Wonderful Counselor. Right, okay. What's the next one? Mighty Gods. Phoebe's got Mighty. Who's got Gods? Ivy's going to come and give it to me. That's lovely. So we'll put that over there. Right. Now, Samuel's not doing very much here, so we need to get him working. Right, Father. Is it Father Everlasting or Everlasting Father? Everlasting Father, very good, very good. And the last one would be Of Peace Prince, the artist formerly known as Prince of Peace. Thank you very much, that was very good. Well done, everybody. So we've got Wonderful Counselor. Now, lots of countries have kings and queens, like we have kings and queens, so we have a queen at the moment, but soon we'll probably have a king. And but France, do they have a king? No, why not? Republic. What does republic mean? They cut his head off. Did they cut his head off in the end? I don't know, I can't remember. Anyway, they got rid of the king in France because the king spent all that money on golden palaces as opposed to pink palaces. And they thought the king's not very wise, so let's get rid of him. So what does counselor mean? An advisor, somebody who helps people, somebody who gives counsel or advice and helps. So to do that, you have to be very, very wise, don't you? And the thing is, if you want to be a king, And if you want to be a king for a long time, you need to be very wise, because otherwise they might chop your head off like they did in France, you see. So Jesus is a wonderful counselor. He's very, very wise. In fact, it reminds us of another king who was very wise in the Bible. Who can think of who that might be? Solomon. Well done, Ian. Solomon, the wisest king after David, and then Solomon, his son, very wise. So Jesus is even wiser than Solomon. And when it says he's wonderful, it doesn't mean he's wonderful, he's great, he's marvelous. It actually means he's full of wonder. In other words, he's got a supernatural wisdom that can only come from God himself. What about, mighty God? It's fairly easy, isn't it? But it's a strange thing to say about a baby, isn't it? So you've got mighty God. He is God himself. He has all the strength and power of God. Now, a good Jew would never say that about somebody unless they were actually, really, truly God. How about everlasting father? Who came up? Phoebe, do you have a father? Does he get tired sometimes? He does. What does he do when he gets tired? He goes to sleep where? In his study. Oh, yeah. Really good trick, that one. Close the study door. I'm working. Yes. Working really hard. yeah. You see, but Jesus is the everlasting Father. Okay. He doesn't get tired. He's always around. He's already there to look after us and to care for us and to discipline us sometimes, as any loving father would do. And Prince of Peace, what do you think about when I say the word peace? The day after Christmas. Sorry? Home? Calm. Well, in the Bible, peace means a word called shalom, which is a Hebrew word. And it means more than just calm or tranquility. It means well-being, freedom from all that anxiety, well-being, harmony, goodwill, enjoying the favor of God. So Jesus is the Prince of Peace who will bring God's favor to the world. Isn't that marvelous? It's an amazing claim for a baby, isn't it? He's an infant, but he has the power of God. His life is going to be fragile. He's placed in the manger, and he's going to be hunted by powerful men. And yet his throne will be everlasting. He'll reign with justice and righteousness and bring us shalom,
yay!
Lasting peace.
Hang on. So this king is called Wonderful Counselor.
Yep.
Almighty God.
No, both.
And Everlasting Father.
Yep.
Oh.
And Prince of Peace.
But I've been thinking.
Now steady on, Jemima, don't overheat.
Hang on. This book of the Bible was written before Jesus was born. So how can it be talking about him?
Well, you see, as I said before, Isaiah was God's messenger, a prophet. He often told us things that would happen in the future. So in this passage, he is talking about the birth of Jesus, the child that is born in verse 6. And now we're going to sing about him again. We're going to sing our next carol, which is O Come, All Ye Faithful. So, what do you mean, no? I've just been told two different cows now. I've been shown a little town of Bethlehem and been told once and more. What is it? Once and Royal. Okay, it's Once and Royal, David City. Please stand and sing. Sit down.
I'm feeling a bit sad again.
Oh no, it's not the turkey again, is it, Jemima?
No, it's because Jesus lived 2,000 years ago, but I want him to be my king now.
Oh, Jemima, he can be. Isaiah tells us that he is a king who will reign forever.
Like the queen?
No, she's been the queen for a long time, but soon Charles will be king, then William, and then Prince George, and then whoever Prince George gives birth to, and blah, 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 and so on. Jesus really is the king forever.
That is really good news. I don't feel so sad anymore. Right, I think I need to go and find this turkey, see where it's got to, and get back to the lunch.
Thanks, Jemima. Okay, you go off and cook lunch.
Okay.
I look forward to it later on.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
So this is the miracle of Christmas, isn't it? God himself comes to earth as a baby. Not he came as a tiny child, and God can achieve through that tiny child, human child, what we can never achieve on our own, human but divine. Christianity, you see, isn't about pulling our socks off, even if they're rather nice new Christmas socks, and trying to be better people. We need to be humble and admit that we cannot save ourselves, you see, but we can trust in Jesus, because he did everything that God wanted him to do and eventually gave his life so that he can exchange his perfect life for our less than perfect lives. And he rose again to prove that he really can do that. And he really is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. That's the good news of Christmas. You see, every other religion and every other philosophy in the world says, try harder, do better. But Christianity says Jesus has already done it all. Just repent and put your faith in Jesus. Let him be the king over your lives. So you see, as Isaiah says, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Not your zeal, not my zeal, but the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. And he achieves it all through the birth of a baby, through the birth of Jesus. Let's pray before we sing our final carol. Dear Lord, we thank you so much that you did not leave us on our own. You did not leave us to stew in our own mess. Lord, you sent your own Son, your beloved Son Jesus, out of heaven to come to earth, to live the perfect life, to die and rise again for us. Lord, help us to be humble. Help us to realize that we cannot save ourselves. Help us to turn to Jesus, to turn away from our sin, and to make him king of our lives this Christmas. In his name we pray. Amen. So we're going to sing our final carol now. Joy to the world!
As we stand, these are the words that John said about Jesus. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Father, we thank you so much for these truths. Thank you for your birth, for your life, for your death, and for your resurrection. Father, as we think about your birth and your first coming, help us also to look forward to your second coming, when you will come again full of grace and truth. Amen. Amen. Do you have a seat and have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.